you have moved since you originally filed this case, or if you plan to move within the next 30 days, please follow the directions at the end of this message to contact customer service and provide USCIS with your new mailing address. You have just heard the most up-to-date information about your case. If you would like to hear this information again, press 1. If you would like to check on another case, press 2. To report a problem with your case, press 3 to speak with a customer service rep. Please stay on the line. If you are calling to update the information about a specific case, you must be the applicant, the petitioner, or the attorney of record, or you must have the applicant present. To ensure the quality of our service, we may monitor and record your call.
Thank you for calling USCIS. This is Lori, H&ID, number G677968. It appears you want to check the status of your case or have questions or concerns about a pending application. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Are you the applicant or the petitioner?
I'm a U.S. citizen. That's all I know.
Okay. I need to know what we're discussing here.
If it's your case or someone else's?
It's my case, and I'm a U.S. citizen, so I don't know if that makes me the applicant or the petitioner.
Most likely the petitioner, depending on what you're filing. Are you filing to help someone immigrate to the United States?
A K-1 visa on the I-129F.
So you're petitioning them for your fiancé?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bob? That's going to help you today, sir.
I'm outside of the six-month window, so I'm giving you a call and saying, what the hell's going on?
Okay, so you've believed that the case is outside normal processing time. And which office has your case so I can verify the processing times for that office?
Texas.
Texas Service Center. Okay. I-129F. Okay, the issue is that the Texas Service Center is outside the normal time frames, or should I say they're taking longer than the normal time frames. What is the date that you filed?
The receipt was received on January 15th.
January 15th, 2014. They're actively working on
petitions received December 17th, 2013. So they're behind on their caseload. They are aware of it. That's why they have a date in there and not the five-month mark.
Well, the website tells me after 5.5 months to call you.
Yeah, you can call us. And what we let you know is that the office is working on December 17, 2013. Our system does not let us take any service requests. It will lock us out because your case is filed after the December 17th date.
So December what, 17th, 2013?
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what they're actively working on. They're aware of the fact that they're behind on their caseload, so when they put that date in there, it prevents us from putting through a service request because they know that already. They're aware that they're behind on the caseload.
So you're saying I've waited 5.5 months and I can't yell at anyone yet?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll call you back when I can. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.